bad news. It's about your two uncles, son. Walter?
Walter? Walter? Good news. You're spending the summer with your two uncles. It's just going to be for a few weeks. A month or two, tops. Scouts on, okay? Cross my heart and hope to die, okay?
Where are you going this time?
The Fort Worth College of Court Reporting. I met a guy last night. He's going to pull some strings. Walter, you're going to have to learn to trust people, or you're going to grow up bitter and disappointed. Gonna have fun with your two uncles, you'll see.
Mom, you're an only child. I know what uncles are.
Well, Mr. Smarty Pants, it just so happens they really are your uncles. Your great uncles. My mother's brothers. They disappeared 40 years ago and just now showed up back here in Texas.
Can I come with you?
No! Honey, I'm gonna be working my tail off learning court reporting. I'm doing everything I can to keep this family together. How about a little help here, okay? Now look, they say these two old men got millions stashed away in cash. Nobody knows where they got it. They got no kids, no one to leave all that money to. You and me, we're as close as any family they got.
You want them to like me so they'll die and leave us their money?
We could buy a house. Maybe settle down. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Oh, look! Here it is! Here it is, honey! Here it is! By the way, I hear these two rent some state nut house for 40 years. Got all their money from a big lawsuit or something. But then there's lots of stories about them. Who knows what to believe? Just find out where they stashed all that money, okay?
Maybe we should have called first.
No.
Older people just love surprises.
Here we are. Honey, let him smell your hands. Must be down there by that lake. Let's go. Come on.
There he is. Winging. He's running for it.
Damn. Empty.
Get ammo. I'll keep him covered.
You sent for a hooker?
Uncle Hob, Uncle Garth, it's me, May! May! Harold's daughter! And I brought Walter, your nephew!
Relatives,
eh? Yeah. God. Oh. Bro, damn it! Leave us alone!
The last thing we need is some little sissy boy hanging around all summer.
Walter, honey, why don't you wait out here and play, okay? I'll be a minute.
He can help out around here, do chores.
Help out? Your kid's a damn weenie.
I know. That's why he needs to be around real men, like you two. It won't be for long.
He's got to cook for his damn self.
Well,
I'm not cooking.
Nice doggy. Come play.
This is for your own good, Walter. You know, I bet all that money's hidden real close by. Imagine, a real buried treasure, just like in those books you're always reading. Walter, maybe
Maybe if you'd learn to smile once in a while, then people might like you. Now, come on. How about a big smile to remember you by? Okay? Come on. You're gonna have to work on that smile while I'm gone. Okay? Bye, honey.
Well,
if my mom calls, can we hear the telephone out here?
Don't have one.
No telephone? Is it okay if I go inside and watch television?
Ain't got one.
No television? What do you do?
That you two have millions stashed away. Why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring? Yes, please!
Man of me.
Hey, kid. You sleep up there in the tower. Hey, we don't know nothing about kids. So if you need something,
find it yourself. Or better yet, learn to do without.
Yeah. We're both getting old.
Fixing to die any time. So if we kick off in the middle of the night, you're on your own. Jumpy little fella.
Mm. Quiet, love.
Uncle Hob?
Brand new mattress.
I'm still waking up tired and sore.
Disappeared for 40 whole years. Where were you?
Africa mostly. Morocco. Algeria, Kenya.
Not much sadder than a couple of has-beens jabbing about the good old days. Those days are through. So are we.
Retired. Gardening is what retired people do. What do you want any damn vessel for, anyways?
It's good for you. Make your lip to be 100.
Oh, yeah? Well, hell with that. You live to be 100.
For a nice long visit.
The whole weekend. We know how lonely our favorite uncles get.
Who the hell are you?
Walter.
Walter? May's boy? Pearl's daughter? That loose widow woman always running around?
I figure she'd muscle in.
Is May here? How long are you here for? Well, we'll just see about that.
We know what you're up to. And don't think you're going to get away with it. Come on, boy. Come on.
His mama's going to be back before long.
Oh, that woman? Huh. From what I hear, she may never come back. What then? Then you'd be stuck with him. I'm telling you, take him to the orphanage right this minute.
Whether we take him to the orphanage or tie him up and throw him in a lake, it's our business, not yours.
Here he is now, spying.
Oh! Ow! Ow! See what I'm saying? Did you see what he just did?
Mm-hmm. Fort Worth College of Court reporting.
I need to find my mom. She's a student there.
I'm sorry, we're closed.
It's an emergency, please. Her name is May. May Coleman.
No, I'm sorry. There's no May Coleman registered here.
Oh, try May Carter.
No, I'm sorry.
Mabel Cartwright? Mabe Calloway? Donna Tomko?
Young man. Are you in some sort of trouble?
She's got to be there. She just started.
Listen, our classes started back in January. No one could have possibly just started. Hello? Hello?
Hub, I don't know why you have to drive. It's my car.
Stop whining.
If we find a kid, he's going to get a piece of my mind.
There he is.
Lawyer, stay in the car.
Hub, come on.
No, you, not me, no.
Get out of the car.
Planning your next move? Where do you figure I'm going?
Here. Area code 406. Montana.
How come you're not heading to Fort Worth where your mama is?
She's not there. She lied. Again.
Listen, kid, we know you got your heart set on going to Montana, but it's late. Hub, help me out here.
Why? Sounds like his mind's made up. Good luck in Montana, kid.
We got better maps than that one at the house, right, Hub?
Yeah, man, he's a good map, that's for sure.
Sure.
I've been to the orphan home before. I don't want to go back.
Damn it, kid.
It ain't our fault you got a lousy damn mother.
Guess I should get going. Which way is north?
I'll say one thing for this kid. He sure pisses off the relatives.
Listen, kid. Do us a favor. If you come back to the house and stay a while, why, our relatives are going to hate it. I'll bet they hate it so much. They go away and leave us all the hell alone.
It's crazy enough. It just might work.
Sure. Yeah. Come on, kid. Help us out here.
Guess I could come back for a while. Seeing it's so important.
So, kid, how's that root beer?
Uncle Hub, Uncle Garth, this has been such a wonderful weekend. I hate to bring this up, but have you two looked at that will I left for you? You both need to be thinking about these things at your age.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Oh. He's been here before.
Brothers McCann?
This is no ordinary salesman.
Yeah, I like me a challenge.
We talk?
Come out where we can see you.
Put down your guns and I'll come out.
This guy
gentlemen,
is
I have
good.
In my possession
I'll cover him. You sneak around.
The collection is not complete.
What do you... What?
Why not see what he's selling?
Let me just show it to you.
The hell for?
It's right behind my car.
Well, what's the good of having all that money if you're never going to spend it?
Trust me.
Could be the kid has a point. Well, we'll see what the man's selling. Then we shoot him. Good plan.
Due to the unsettling nature of our previous encounters, I took it upon myself to search the world over for that perfect item that'd be just right for two exuberant sportsmen such as yourselves. And boys, well, I do believe I found it.
Voila.
What is it?
Well, that right there is a sport of kings. Up till now, only heads of state have been able to afford a fine piece of equipment like that, and it is so simple to operate, even this child could do it.
Really?
Oh, here. Tell you what. You step right up here and chunk that lever back on my signal, okay? Go ahead. Most powerful one on the market. And very reasonably priced, I might add.
Well, that is the biggest waste of money I have ever seen in my entire life.
Mister, you load up that contraption and get the hell off this land.
We'll take it.
Oh, no, you don't. I won't have my children around with gun foolishness.
Then leave.
Come on, Daddy, let's go.
Come on. What happens to my feelings here, huh? Get in the car.
Oh!
don't. I tried to wake him once. He nearly tore my head off. Leave him for a few minutes. What are you doing out here so late?
What's wrong with him?
Well, a man's body may grow old, but inside, his spirit can still be as young and restless as ever. And him, in his day, he had more spirit than 20 men.
It looks like he's looking for something. What?
He's looking for her.
Who? What was her name?
Jasmine.
Tell me.
You want me to tell you the story? Now? That'd take days. Hub was always too restless for Texas. Mm-hmm. And he convinced our folks that he needed to go to Europe. And I needed to come along. That was the summer of 1914. German army. I wanted to go home, but Hub said we should tour Europe one step ahead of the Germans, and we did. What a time that was. There were these girls ain't too long. Twins. And they... Anyway, we eventually wound up in Marseille. With passage booked on the last ship out of Europe. And Hub, he decided that we should spend our last night enjoying the local nightlife. He made friends with these soldiers. And they bought some drinks. Strong, strange drinks. We woke up on a ship bound for North Africa. Shanghai.
Shanghai?
Yeah. We found ourselves in the French Foreign Legion. It's all my fault, Hub said. But he told me not to worry. He'd make sure nothing happened to me. We fought many battles against overwhelming odds. He saved my life countless times. When the war was over, we both went our separate ways. I ended up leading safaris, mostly for writers and Hollywood folk. But that was too tame for Hub. He got commissions from the new North African governments for a name of the slave trade. No one, slave trader or Bedouin, had ever seen anything like this mad American who fought like 20 men.
Hey, what the hell are you two doing out here in the middle of the night?
Just enjoying the cool night air.
Either one of you got a lick of sense. Go to bed.
Your uncle's money yet?
Here I am at school in Fort Worth. My nose to the court before you.
Damn it, brother, I'm not going anywhere looking like this.
Look at that sharecropper.
We're gardeners. This is what gardeners wear.
Yeah.
I bought you some clothes, too. They're in your room.
See how good all these vegetables are going to taste. Peas, beans, squash, tomatoes.
Yeah.
What's this, Ro?
Beets.
Beet.
Yep.
And what about this, Ro?
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yeah.
Wait one damn minute here. What's this row here?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
There's lettuce, squash, sweet potatoes, carrots, bok choy. Bok choy?
What's that? Chinese cabbage.
Hey, yeah. That row looks right.
Yeah, this is corn.
All those seeds did look alike, come to think of it.
Yeah, like corn.
Boy, that seed salesman sure saw us coming.
No, saw you coming. Corn, corn, corn. Nothing but corn. Corn, corn. I got it here.
Kid, help my load. We'll be right back.
Careful, kids. He's a man-eater.
Just the McCann place. We brought your lion.
King of the beasts. Terror of the jungle.
You bought a lion? A used lion?
Stand back, kid. You don't want to get mauled and eaten.
What are you doing?
Brother, this is the best idea you ever had.
Well, this lion head will sure look good hanging over our fireplace.
What fireplace? You don't have a fireplace.
We'll buy one.
You're going to shoot it?
Well, be seeing you.
He's in there all right.
I don't think this is very sporting.
Kid at our age, this is as sporting as we get.
Walter, come here. When I give the word, pull this.
Pull. Hey. Come on out of there. Hey, you in the crate. Get your lion butt out of there.
Looks awful tame.
This lion's no good. It's defective. It's alive, that's the main thing.
Well, go ahead and shoot it then.
No, it wouldn't be sport to shoot it inside a crate.
Looks kind of old. Worn out looking.
Some kind of lion hunt this is.
Perfect.
A reject. Some sick zoo cast one.
So, can I keep him? I'll look after him and take care of him and feed him and everything. I've never had a pet of my very own before.
So, kid, you want to take care of it? Nurse it back to health? Good. Then we shoot it.
Some lion you bought.
Some garden seed you bought.
Don't worry. They're not as bad as they seem right at first. I'll be right back with supper. There. Now you can see out.
Sure, he can't get out.
She. It's a girl lion. I named her Jasmine.
What'd you just say?
It seemed like a good name for a lion.
Sorry, it took a while to come in. You know, in 40 years, I never had a call for it.
Purina line, Jeff. I'll be.
If you wait a few minutes, my boys will load you up. Yeah.
Dark fit of me.
Be careful.
You can, those bags weigh 50 pounds apiece.
Take the other end. If you tall lady, you want to get in, I'll take you home now. Up.
Those McCann brothers.
know that they're ex-mafia hitmen. And they're on the run with millions that they stole from Al Capone.
Tell me more about Africa. About you and Uncle Hub and Jasmine.
Why would a smart kid like you want to hear hokey old stories?
What else do we have to do?
Where was I?
No one. Slave trader or a Bedouin. I've never seen anything like this mad American who fought like 20 men.
Yeah, right. Well, it so happened. One of the women the Hub freed was handmaiden to a princess. And she told her mistress the story of her rescue. Most of all, she told her about the handsome, heroic American. I must meet this man, the princess said. One day, Hub was riding his horse along the Mediterranean when out of nowhere, another rider came up alongside. But you know Hub, he wasn't about to let a challenge pass. It became a race. Most people said that Hub was the best rider in North Africa. This other rider kept neck and neck as the race went on and on. Then, the two horses collided. The riders went flying into the sea. Hub leapt his feet ready for anything. Or so he thought. This was the princess, the most beautiful woman he had ever seen.
Jasmine.
Many people say there's no such thing nowadays. It's something you only find in stories. But when these two set eyes on each other for the first time, this was honest to God, no kidding, sure enough, once in a lifetime, love at first sight.
Wait a minute. If it was true love, they would have been married and lived happily ever after, right?
Aren't you getting ahead of the story?
Okay, keep going.
Well, things weren't easy for him back then. She was promised to another man, a powerful sheik in a neighboring kingdom. He heard that Jasmine was in love with another, so he threatened her father and took Jasmine off to his kingdom and locked her up in his harem. She told the other wives that she would rather die than marry this heartless sheik. She had a knife on her, and when he came for her that night, she was going to slit her own throat.
What'd Uncle Hub do?
Got married and lived happily ever after. The end.
But wait. If they lived happily ever after, then they got married and she'd be here right now with us, right?
Didn't they have kids? Where are they?
Nurse, what's going on?
I wish they'd tell us something.
A lot of good they are.
How would you know? You're never in one long enough to find out. Hey, Mr. Turn.
Did not.
Home is that way.
I want to go this way.
Where's Mr. McCann?
Oh. I'm afraid he's gone.
Well, he led a lawful life. Where's the body?
No, he's gone. Left. Mr. McCann checked himself out.
Left?
Brother, someday you're gonna have to start acting your age.
What the hell
does that mean? All your life, you've never been frightened of anything. So what's eating at you now? Getting old? Dying?
Hell no.
What then?
Being useless. When we were young, there was always a reason, there was a point. Things made sense. Now there's no point to anything. So what do? We garden. We outlived our time, brother.
Hey, old man. How's that barbecue? Give me some.
We're busy before we get lost, all right?
What did you say?
Here's a perfect example of what I've been talking about. Since this boy was suckling on his mama's tit, he's been given everything but discipline. And now his idea of courage and manhood is to get together with a bunch of punk friends and ride around irritating folks too good-natured to put a stop to it.
Hey, who do you think you are, huh?
Just dumb kid, huh? Don't kill him.
Right.
Hub McCann. I fought in two world wars and countless smaller ones on three continents. I led thousands of men into battle with everything from horses and swords to artillery and tanks. I've seen the headwaters of the Nile and tribes of natives no white man had ever seen before. I've won and lost a dozen fortunes, killed many men, and loved only one woman with a passion, a flea like you could never begin to understand. That's who I am. Now go home, boy.
Wait. Show these old bastards who's tough. Get out your knife. Yeah.
Now, boys, you're fixing to let those teenage hormones get you into a world of trouble.
Damn it, Garth, did I ask you to butt in?
Huh, you just come out of the hospital.
Well, hey, there's only four of them.
Yeah, but, well, look, you fight this one first, yeah. And then I'll let you fight the other three after, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Watch this, kid.
Now, you better pick that knife up. Because, son, you're going to need all the help you can get.
Come on, Frankie. Get him, Frankie. Cut him. Frankie. Get him, Frankie. Get him. Get him, Frankie. Cut him.
Shoot. Always pick in the book.
Okay.
You hold it wrong, son. Not like this. You always do it like this. Smooth. All right? Try it again.
Come on, Frankie. Come on, Frankie. Get him. Frankie, cut him!
Cut him!
You got him! Cut it, Frankie! Come on! Oh! Stop! Stop! Oh! Oh! Get it off!
You three had better get in there and help.
Why aren't you helping him?
Help all.
White House to Baghdad.
He's selfish that way.
But there's four of them. Three of them. Can you share?
Nah. After 40 years, I'm used to it. So I'm right now. I figure he needs some work on that. Go,
Helen. Let's go home. No, please. Oh, baby.
Kid, Daddy.
I'm sure with Hub just out of the hospital, they're taking it slow and easy on the way home.
Yeah. Oh, I hate this house. I hate it. When those two finally drop dead, I want you to burn this place to the ground, Daddy.
Hey, what's that? Beats me. Let's tear it up. Yeah. What is it? Stuffed.
Some meat.
Where's Uncle Hub?
Oh, Lord, there's been an accident.
I want to go home now.
You got no check to go home now.
It was a fight. Uncle Hub won. It was a fight.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, Philip did try to eat us.
Shush.
Jasmine? Oh, Jasmine. Oh, I haven't fed her all day. I bet she's really hungry. I gotta go feed her.
Daddy.
Go, Jasmine.
It really is the lion.
Hush.
Lion? Oh. You got a lion.
It's locked up.
No, it is. It's trying to eat us. It really tried to eat us.
Get the gun.
Get out.
Look out of the way.
Get the gun.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Jasmine. Jasmine? Come on.
Jasmine. Don't shoot. You'll hit him.
Come on.
Whoa. They're gone.
We might be too late.
Move in.
Stay. She's still a lot better. Get off of me. We're leaving. And we are not coming back until you get rid of that monster.
Well, the lion stays.
All right, that's it. Come on, Daddy.
Daddy!
Come on.
Lion's going.
Shut up. Get in the car. I need a drink bad. I'm having a bad day.
You boys hungry?
Want
to stay for supper? What are we going to eat? Meat. A lot of meat.
She won't come out of the cornfield.
This cornfield's the closest thing to a jungle she's ever seen. She knows us where she belongs.
I think she's happy.
I think she is. What about you? You happy?
To him?
He's giving him his what every boy needs to know about being a man speech. A lot of men have heard that speech over the years. A lot of men.
Will he give that speech to me?
Oh, I guarantee it. Assuming he's still around, of course.
Hey, you didn't finish that story about Uncle Hub and Jasmine.
You don't believe all this Africa stuff.
It's a good story.
Well, after he rescued Jasmine, several years passed. Wonderful years. Never were two people so happy, so in love. It's perfect. Except for one thing.
The Sheik.
The Sheik. He hated her. For stealing Jasmine, so he put a price on Hub's head. 10,000 pieces of gold. A fortune. Assassins came from miles around. Jasmine had to be on guard every minute of every day. Hub knew he and Jasmine couldn't run forever, but sooner or later, their luck would run out. There was only one thing to do. So one day, an assassin led Hub, bound in chains, into the Sheik's fortress to claim his 10,000 pieces of gold. They gave the assassin bags and bags of gold as the Sheik ordered Hub down to the notorious dungeon of 1,387 tortures.
What kind of greedy, no-good scum would turn in Uncle Hub for money?
Well, I would.
Thought it was a trick.
Yeah, it was a trick. In the dungeon, I drew my sword. And single-handedly slaughtered everyone in there and freed Hub without dropping a single gold coin.
Wait a minute. You saved Uncle Hub? All this time carrying hundreds of pounds of gold?
You don't believe I killed all those men and saved Hub? Well, Hub might have helped just a little. We were greatly outnumbered. We fought against incredible odds, and when it was over, we split up. Each one knew what the other had to do. High in his opulent bedchamber, the Sheik slept.
he awoke with Hub's sword across his throat. The Sheik was terrified, but Hub just lowered his blade. "Defend yourself," Hub cried, and he threw the Sheik a sword. The Sheik knew that he would surely die now, without even the right to beg for mercy. But Hub just said, "Twice I have held your life in my hands, and twice I have given it back to you. The next time,
your life is mine."
And from that moment on, the assassination attempts stopped. Some say it was because the Sheik was afraid that Hub would return and kill him. Others said because Hub had spared his life, the Sheik did the honorable thing and let his enemy live.
Personally, I think it's because the Sheik was so damn busy once they discovered oil in this kingdom, and he became one of the five richest men in the world.
What? The bad guy gets filthy rich? What the heck kind of story ends that way?
I just told it the way it happened.
So that's how you got your money? The gold from the Sheik?
Well,
yeah. Those young men will be okay now.
Will you?
I feel old and worn out.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
Terrorizing doctors and nurses, beating up teenagers,
yeah.
Chasing after lives. You've had a full day.
Lucky those boys don't know diddly squat about fighting. Won't be long till the kid here can whoop my ass. Won't be long till I'll be helpless in a fight. Useless.
You'll feel better in a day or two.
Good night, kid.
So, you finally gonna tell me what happened to Jasmine?
No.
What?
You won't know what happened to Jasmine. You're gonna have to ask him.
Ask Uncle Hub? Are you crazy? Look what happened last time.
I'm tired of doing all the dirty work around here. If you want to hear the end of this story, you're going to have to ask him.
We said you never set foot in an airplane. You don't trust them to pull around out of the sky.
Well, they're dangerous, Art. Plenty dangerous. You got a book of instructions or something? Now, right here.
You don't know a damn thing about airplanes.
Yeah, well, I'm going to learn. Aha! This is right here. Climb, pull back on the stick. To descend, push forward on the stick. Hell, I'll have this thing up in the air in no time.
Maybe it's just a new hobby. Maybe he doesn't really mean to, you know, do something crazy.
You think so? You ask him yet? About Jasmine? You'd better make it quick.
What's the matter? What are you doing here? Got something to say to me? Spit it out.
What happened to our Uncle Hub? What happened to Jasmine? I have to know. I have to.
She died. Died in childbirth, hurting the baby.
What did you do?
Back to the only life I knew, back to the Legion. For the next 40 years, there was always one more war to fight. I got old and came here. Here I am. You cold, son? You better go inside. Boy. Boy.
Those stories about Africa. About you. They're true, aren't they?
Doesn't matter.
It does, too. Around my mom, all I hear is lies. I don't know what to believe in.
Damn, if you want to believe in something, then believe in it. Just because something isn't true, that's no reason you can't believe in it. All right. There's a long speech I give to young men. Sounds like you need to hear a piece of it. It's a piece. Sometimes, the things that may or may not be true are the things that a man needs to believe in the most. That people are basically good. That honor, courage, and virtue mean everything. That power and money and power mean nothing. That good always triumphs over evil. And I want you to remember this, that love, true love never dies. You remember that, boy. You remember that. Doesn't matter if it's true or not, you see. Man should believe in those things because Those are the things worth believing in. Got that?
That was a good speech.
Think so? Thanks.
Yeah. When are you going to give me the rest of the speech?
Well, you're almost a man.
You promise?
Wait 1 minute here. Wait.
I can't be a good man until you give me the rest of the speech, right? So you need to stick around until I'm old enough to hear the whole thing.
I see what you're trying to pull here.
No, you have to stick around until I'm old enough to hear the speech. No, I want you to give me the speech.
You won't be living here then.
You're my uncle. I need you to stick around and be my uncle. What about Uncle Garth? He needs you. What about the dogs and the pig and the lion? We all need you. I need you.
No, you're just being silly.
No, it's true.
You're being silly.
It's true. I know you miss Jasmine an awful, awful lot. But if you go, we'll miss you just as much. It's true.
Damn it, you win. I'll stick around to be your damn uncle. You don't expect me to be happy about it. Right? Deal? You're a good boy.
Thank you.
money look stolen to you?
Heard a lot about you, Walter.
Your uncle's still sleeping? Let's not wake him up. Shh. Come on. Wanna go sit down? He got so big. So, Dan here is a detective. A real private eye, just like in the movies.
Wow, really?
Sure. You want to see my badge?
Dan works in Las Vegas. How about that?
What about court reporting school?
Oh, I had to quit. Stan wants me to stay home and be a wife and mother. Won't that be wonderful? Walter, I bet you found out where your uncle's hid all that money, huh?
Why do you want to know?
Walt, your uncle's matched the description of two bank robbers from the 20s and 30s.
No, you're wrong.
Yep. When May told me about them, I got copies of the reports and I showed them to her.
It's them, all right, honey.
They used shotguns, they wore disguises, they stole all that money, and they shot people, innocent people.
No, not them. It can't be.
Stan knows what he's talking about, honey. But what about Jasmine? She and Uncle Hub were in love. I have a picture.
Honey. Wasn't Jasmine the woman who was driving the getaway car?
Oh, right.
Oh, Jasmine. She was wounded. Mm. And they just drove off. And left her for dead. I know this hurts, son. But they're criminals. And they lied to you.
My poor baby. Oh, in the arms of... Mrs. Criminal, we came just as soon as we found out. We've come to take you away. Now, I want you to tell Stan where the money is, and then we'll go pack your things, okay?
Why do you need to know where the money is?
Look at me, son. Because it doesn't belong to them. It's stolen. It's probably hidden right outside here somewhere, right? Close by? Tell you what, why don't we take a little walk, huh? Show us around the place. What do you say? Oh, Walt, your mother and I found a nice house. Don't have enough money for the down payment, though. So we'd always turn your uncles in for the reward money, but they'd go to jail.
Since all that money's stolen, honey, you know, we got a right to it just as much as they do.
We'll have a nice family and nobody gets hurt.
Isn't it wonderful, Walter? It's what we always wanted. But where is it?
Come on, they're old. They're going to die soon anyway. You want Uncle Sam to end up with all that dough?
Just tell us.
Ovengarth didn't rob any banks. They were in Africa.
Africa? Oh, Walter, be serious.
Really, they were shanghaied into the Foreign Legion, had adventures for 40 years. They couldn't have robbed any banks.
Oh, come on, pal. You don't believe all that, do you?
Sure I do.
You? Mr. Doubting Thomas? Here Stan's got actual evidence, and you believe that Africa crap?
Yes. Yes, I do.
May, you should go wait on the porch. We're going to have a little chat, man to man. Why don't we talk in the barn? What do you say? Come on. Getting warmer? You and me get something straight. We can be friends, or we can be enemies. I've had a run of crummy luck lately. I know some bad people who want to cause a lot of trouble for me. I need that money, and I know it's close. And I'll be damned if some snot-nosed kid is going to stand in my way. So what's it going to be, pal? Friends or enemies?
Defend yourself.
Where is it? Where's the money? Where is it?
Get him to the hospital.
Yeah.
May, get your car.
Oh, I can't get
May,
it.
May, your car.
Okay.
Let's get this line off.
Okay. Now, this man's going to need some stitches.
Yeah, a lot of damn stitches.
What happened to her?
Looks like her heart gave out in all the excitement.
Yeah.
She was plenty old, you know.
Look. I think she's smiling.
Yeah. I guess she died happy.
She died with her boots on, that's the main thing.
Protecting her cup.
She was a real lion, wasn't she? There at the end. A real jungle lion. A real Africa lion.
You finished packing? Mama's going to be back from the hospital soon. You can wait for her on the front porch.
Right here. Don't you move a muscle. So, you all packed? Where's your suitcase? Don't be fresh.
Upstairs in my room.
Well, let's go get it.
Howdy, Stan. Lucky a lion got you before we did.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what your uncles are saying to Stan.
Probably they're what every boy needs to know about being a mass speech.
Well, I'm glad to see they're making friends. So, you all set? Let's go.
Well, to make a long story short, Stan, you and me, we can be friends. We can be enemies.
Mm. Well, boys, I hope Walter wasn't too much trouble.
We managed.
What's going to happen to him?
A man like that's got no business being around your boy.
Well, of course not. What kind of a mother would I be? I'm going to drop him off in Las Vegas.
I'll be back for the rest of that speech if...
I'll be here.
Thanks for the stories and everything. It meant an awful, awful lot.
I'm glad.
Burning daylight.
Maybe we should get a lawyer.
No judge gonna take a child away from his mother and give it to old banks or uncles.
You should sell him to us. How much money we got?
There's nothing we can do. He's gone.
Going?
I told you. Las Vegas.
You mean after we drop Stan off?
Well, honey, Stan's gonna need a lot of looking after.
After everything.
Oh, he's not so bad. A little rough around the edges, but he can change.
Mom!
He said he loves me.
Has he hit you yet? Mind your own business! You always think a new boyfriend solves everything. But you always pick losers, and he's the worst of them all.
Walter, we have no choice.
Maybe you don't.
What?
Mom?
What?
Do something for me. For once. Do something that's best for me. Okay?
Salesman ought to be here in 2-3 hours.
Whoop-de-doo.
I'm going to live here. There's going to be some conditions.
Conditions?
One, you two got to stick around until I'm through with high school at least. Preferably college. You both got responsibilities now. PTA. Boy Scouts. Little League. The works.
Sounds like we don't have much choice.
Two, you both got to take better care of yourselves. More vegetables, less meat.
I wonder if a traveling salesman sells school supplies.
And three, no more dangerous stuff. No fighting teenagers, no airplanes.
Now wait one minute.
At least till I'm through with college. Maybe longer.
What do you expect us to die of? Old age?
Well, welcome home.
Suffer, and well, it's a blessing too, in a way, that they went together. You understand?
I'm over here at your uncle's place now. You need to come on over here. You need to see this for yourself.
Good.
All right. Best I can figure, they were trying to fly through that barn upside down. Had a bunch of reporters out here earlier, even CNN. I guess any time a biplane, First World War crashes doing acrobatics, been flown by 2 90-year-old men, neither one of them with pilot's licenses. Yeah. Well, they had a good long run, both of them. They went out with their boots on. Here. Found their will.
The kid gets it all. Just plant us in the damn garden. Stupid lion.
Okay, come here, buddy. Come here. Look at this. Look at this. Forgive me. We were in Houston when we heard their names on the news and always just had to come. When I was a boy, my grandfather told me such stories.
Your grandfather?
Very wealthy sheikh. He used to love to tell me stories about his wild youth. I mean, amazing. Unbelievable stories all about two brothers helping Garth McCann, the most valiant and brave men, huh? He called them his most honored adversaries. The only men who ever outsmarted me. Wait, so you knew these two men?
They raised me.
It's an honor.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. Wow. Aha. Well, you see, they spent my grandfather's gold wisely.
Well, there was this one traveling salesman.
So, the two men from great-grandfather's stories, they really lived?
Yeah. They really lived.
if I get a little more dividend, my Texas home.